Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Monday, and it is just wonderful. 72 and sunny. I am Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin here. Tonight, we'll hear from the Global Cybersecurity Conference that's happening in London. We'll hear from one of the country's top experts who's there right now about this global cyber attack that's ongoing and continued today. Also, did you know President Trump believes that exercise is actually bad for you? That he feels that the body's like a battery and we only have a certain amount of energy? We'll discuss that too. Let's get to what's happening here in Michigan today. News that thousands of children, about 15,000 children in Flint, will be receiving food assistance, part of a $7 million food aid package. Although the flip side is those families that left, well, they are not getting any help on that front. Melissa May is with us, Flint resident, founder of What Are You Fighting For? WhatAreYouFightingFor.com. Hey, Melissa, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, what is this good news for your city?
It's good and bad. I mean, I happen to know a family that left. They moved to Mount Morris, which is just like 10 minutes up the road, if that, while their house was being redone, getting their pipes replaced, all that stuff. It just happened to be during this gap when they were marking when children were living here. So then she comes back, and she doesn't qualify. And her son was on the cover of Time magazine. So very, very affected children, very, very sick. They do need the assistance, but she's not going to qualify for this additional food money. So it's again incomplete, and it's messy.
Are you going to be getting any help yourself, your family?
For two of my children, that we should, I hope. I haven't received anything. We haven't got any notification. I mean, fingers crossed, because of the food that you do need to feed the kids. They're constantly sending you home these flyers saying that, you know, well-fed means less lead and all that. But the organic vegetables and fruits, it gets expensive. And so we hope so, but again, we haven't received anything, so I don't know.
Well-fed, less lead? Is that what you get?
Yes. That's a new slogan. It's so bad. It's really bad, but they're pushing nutrition, which is great, but there's still more things that need to be done with our health care. We still don't have health care for adults. There's nothing special for seniors. And environmental physicians, which is who you would go see for toxic exposures, still are not covered by insurance, and that's the people we need to see, which, of course, eating fruits and vegetables is very, very important to staying healthy, but the toxic exposure, it's done. It's there. You know, we're still facing it with the showers and everything, but for the lead, that's the slogan was well-fed means less lead.
What does that mean if you eat fruits and vegetables, it'll pull the lead out of your body somehow?
No. And that's the funny thing. No, that's not how it works, because once it's in your bones and your teeth, unless you go through chelation therapy, it's there for at least 20 years, if not longer, depending on your body. What they want to do is, you know, the more calcium, it's possible that you'll retain less lead, you know, if you're still being exposed to it. Really, nobody's really drinking the water, so it's a kind of a couple of years too late on that. But again, we want to boost your immune system and give your kids, you know, a healthier start. But then again, for a lot of people on the ground here, we're like, wait a second, you're basically saying that our kids are sick because we weren't feeding them healthy enough to begin with. And there's this misconception that, you know, poor people don't cook meals, and that's not the truth at all.
And this is a one-time payment of $420 per eligible child. How much help is that going to be for you?
Well, for the fact that I've got three teenage boys, and we do cook all the fruits and vegetables, we make all of our food as much as possible at home, that doesn't go very far. And it says in the notes that the $420 is supposed to last all year. I'm like, for whose family? What growing child eats only $420 a year in food, especially the healthy fruits and vegetables?
Melissa May's with us. She is a Flint resident, founder of What Are You Fighting For? And all right, so how are things going with the pipe replacement so far?
Well, we're still, I think we're at like just under 900 pipes out of 39,000, still slowly moving. It's always the issue of funding. Who's going to, and why is the money not here yet? It was supposed to be done. It was supposed to be started in March. Mm-hmm. Why is this not happening? So it's one thing after another. And it's still this poor notification for residents, materials not going out in their languages. And right now, what we're going through right now is tax liens on the homes. Mm-hmm. People like me that hadn't paid the water bill because either one, you couldn't afford the highest rates the United States, or two, people like me who said, no, I don't want to pay the highest rates for poison until somebody fixes my house and fixes the water.
You have a tax lien on your house right now, you're saying?
We got, if we don't pay $891 by May 19th, they're going to put a tax lien on the house and they can foreclose on 8,002 residents.
Okay, so what's your plan then?
Well, we are throwing a huge, we threw a big fit. We want to have a hearing because also there's the little thing about our water rates not being legal. So we have an issue with that. And then also being charged such high rates for water that has no value.
Okay,
so we're paying the money for something that has zero value.
So, are city officials ready to start booting people out at some point of their homes? Or how's that going to work?
The process takes, it could take up to 2 years. It could take up to 2 years, okay, depending on how fast they move it. And so Wednesday night, City Council is going to hold a hearing about and put a vote forward about a moratorium on this, because as long as the water's poison and people are still paying for damages and health issues and things out of pocket, there's no way they can force 8,000 people out on the street because they are not paying for poison.
So what do you actually do with your water that comes out of the faucet?
We do very little. We flush the toilet, and then we do shower, but we have to have two different sets of shower head filters on the shower, and we do shower very little because it still burns. I was actually in D.C. to talk about the health care in Chicago last week, and when I came home, the water burned my eyes and my skin, and that's through two different shower head filters that are plumbed together. It burned so bad, I screamed. Like, it was a shock. It was so bad, so because I'd been away for a week. So that's our gas chamber shower, as we call it.
Melissa Mays, Flint resident here on 1320 WILS, and you're still hanging in there. Can you feel, can you get a sense that people have left the city? Is there an emptiness there? How would you describe it?
Absolutely. They're actually closing schools down because attendance is so low because families have moved out. And for the understandable reasons, you don't see progress. People tend to give up. Plus, they get tired of the painful showers and the super high water bills that are for one family. They got a bill for 1 month for $533. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's a constant disregard. Like, we're over here yelling and screaming 45 minutes from Lansing, and we're not getting the help. And it's not enough. It's not fast enough. And everything has been sort of like a half and half Band-Aid. It's like, okay, this is sort of good, but it still leaves out far too many people, far too many victimized people. This is wrong. The vulnerable are still at risk, and we're just sitting here going, okay, you need to do something, but the louder we scream,
the more
they ignore us.
If you were trying to move out and sell your house, how much do you think you'd get for it now?
I don't even know if I could, because our last lead test was so high, because now the mortgage companies are requiring that, which is good because you want people to know what they're buying. I mean, they have the whole disclosure about lead paint, so lead in water is even more dangerous in a lot of aspects, especially here in Flint. So that's a thing. So I don't think I would even be able to. We would have to walk away from it.
Really? So you cannot sell your house with certain lead levels in the water? Is that how it works?
If they're above like the max, yeah. There's a lot of people that have been able to if they do like a land contract. I'm not sure how it works. I mean, we haven't looked into selling or moving because I, in good conscience, couldn't sell my house to another family.
Yeah, but the story was that it was many months ago now that the latest test showed that the lead levels were below that critical kind of national level.
That was during the winter when all lead levels are lower. But now if you go on the state's website, there are still people that are in the hundreds and thousands of parts per billion. It's picking right back up. So until those pipes are gone, this is not going to go away. So, I mean, the lead's just not going to disappear. So we're looking at the new tests every time they get posted on the state's website. We're like, oh, my God, they're going right back up. So, yeah.
Do you feel like people have kind of forgotten about Flint at this point? Or?
I do, because we're not so much in the national media anymore, and people just assume, common sense would say, okay, it's been 3 years, you would think that things are fixed by now, that things are better, and it's just not the way that it is, and it's unfortunate. I think people are just shocked that it's lingered on. I mean, what is it, 11,000 in almost 20 days now? Mm. Yeah, 1,100 in 20 days. 11,000, oh my God, that's so bad. Mm. But, but yeah, because it has gone on for so long, people just assume that things would have been fixed, and that people wouldn't lose their homes for not being able to pay for poison, and they wouldn't be punished for being poor, and it wouldn't still be going on, but it's the reality of the situation as it is.
It's Melissa Mays. She's the founder of Water You Fighting For, Flint resident, still living in Flint for now,
yeah.
And WaterYouFightingFor.com. Melissa, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you.